I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A day after the devastating earthquake tore through Turkey and northern Syria, killing thousands, rescue workers are still thin on the ground in some areas, Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
The sheer scale of the historic earthquakes in Syria and Turkey is becoming ever more apparent, and the death toll continues to rise by thousands. Both authorities and residents are digging with anything they can find, asking neighbors for hammers, rope, or using their bare hands. Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan declared a state of emergency in 10 provinces on Tuesday for a period to last at least 3 months. Authorities say 13.5 million people are affected over 280 miles in Turkey.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Responding to earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, the United States has mobilized search and rescue teams to support relief efforts as humanitarian workers face challenges. VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias reports.
The government has set up temporary shelters for those who have been displaced.
The inside of the tents is good. That's 1,000 times better than outside.
Syrian refugees in Turkey and those who have been displaced in northwest Syria are among the most vulnerable. Humanitarian workers say it could take weeks for the emergency in Turkey and Syria to move to the recovery phase. Veronica Valderas-Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Ukraine, Germany, Denmark, and the Netherlands have plans to, with at least 100 refurbished Leopard 1 battle tanks to Ukraine. The announcement follows Germany agreeing last month to allow deliveries of the more modern Leopard 2 tanks. It also comes as Kyiv anticipates a new Russian offensive. This is VOA News. Trade unions in France led a third wave of nationwide strikes against President Emmanuel Macron's plan to make the French work longer before retirement. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Public transport, schools, and refinery supplies were disrupted as workers vocalized their fury at Macron's aims to make the French work longer before retirement. In Nice, demonstrating pensioner Bernard Chevalier said people are exhausted by the time they reach the current retirement age. The multi-sector walkouts come a day after the legislation began its bumpy passage through Parliament and are a test of Macron's ability to enact change without a working majority in the National Assembly.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Meanwhile, Russia has vowed continued support for Mali's military government and efforts against Islamist militants as Moscow seeks to shore up relations with its allies amid Western isolation because of its invasion of Ukraine. Annie Reisenberg reports from Bamako.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov spoke in Bamako Tuesday alongside his Malian counterpart, Foreign Minister Abdoulaye Diop. Lavrov is visiting Mali after months of increasing cooperation between Russia and Mali following France's withdrawal from the country last year. Mali has been fighting an Islamist insurgency for more than a decade. Since France's withdrawal, the Malian government has denied claims that it is working with mercenaries and claimed only to work with official Russian instructors. Annie Reisenberg for VOA News, Bamako, Mali.
U.S. President Joe Biden is ready to offer a reassuring assessment of the nation's condition rather than roll out flashy policy proposals as he delivers his second State of the Union address. He'll also be trying Tuesday night to overcome pessimism in the country and concerns about his own leadership. His speech before a politically divided Congress comes as the nation struggles with economic uncertainty, a wary war in Ukraine, and growing tensions with China. Rockstar Bono, the 26-year-old who disarmed a gunman last month in California, and the family of Tyree Nichols will be among featured guests, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
White House says the guests were invited because they personify issues or themes President Biden will address in the speech, or they embody policies that are working for the American people. Oksana Markarova, Ukraine's ambassador to the U.S., is also a guest as she was last year. Doug Emhoff, the husband of Vice President Kamala Harris, has invited Ruth Cohen, a 92-year-old Holocaust survivor from the Washington area, as his guest. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Joe Ramsey.